This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we were studying Ezra 8, 21 through 23. After spreading out the information in these verses, we structured it into an outline. Ezra's testimony was point one. He affirmed to the king that God would protect them. Ezra's test was point two. When he got to where bandits were known to operate, he was afraid. Ashamed to go back to the king for help, he had the people fast and pray. Ezra's triumph was point three. They arrived safely. Now, in reviewing this experience in Ezra's life, we could summarize what we've learned into some applications. First, a true faith testimony is given before faith is put to the test. Many believers only give a testimony about what has already taken place. That's better than no testimony, but it's risk-free. Have you ever expressed confidence in God before the experience of that confidence was tested? Ezra did. That's a true faith testimony. Application 2. He was tested when he realized the danger he and his fellow travelers were facing. When tested, don't compromise by second-guessing yourself and trusting in the flesh rather than in God. That would discredit what in good faith you declared about God. Stretch your faith under those circumstances. Pray, call for united prayer, even call for fasting. God honors serious faith testimonies, backed up by continuing to exercise faith in prayer and fasting. It's in the crucible of such trials that your faith is purified and perfected. God delights to honor such faith through the triumphs He grants in your behalf.